So the passage from John 13 takes us to the Last Supper as presented to us by St. John. We have here the ending of the washing of the disciples' feet, which most of us are familiar with regularly at the Holy Thursday Mass. But I think it's maybe necessary for us to know that the scripture scholars tell us that the washing of the feet is not just a charitable, be a good neighbor, go do good works kind of thing. It's actually part of the ordination ritual of the priests of the Old Testament. That part of their preparation to be anointed as the priest would be a bodily washing, including the washing of their feet. And so at the very beginning of the Last Supper, that moment when Christ institutes the priesthood and the Holy Eucharist, he begins this ordination ritual by washing their feet. And yes, he gives the command to do as I have done and the act of charity that we are all required to do as disciples. But there's so much more in this than a simple charitable act to our neighbor. And as he continues in his passage, it's really this transfer of his authority. First reminding them, reminding us that he is God. When these things happen, you will know that I am. Completely identifying himself with the Father in heaven. Then he talks about being sent. We've had that word the last few days in our readings. One who is sent. Whoever receives the one I send receives me. Whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. As he ordains these first priests, these first bishops, and commissions them and sends them out, they are to be received the same way that he is received. And that apostolic succession continues on to this day. That through the teaching, through the life of the priests and the bishops, Christ is made present before us. Now, as we receive from Holy Mother Church the teachings, then we are receiving him. We are receiving Christ as we are docile, as we are humble, as we are obedient to Holy Mother Church, as these priests are sent forth from that upper room to the ends of the earth. And what are they sent forth to do? To preach, proclaim the name of Jesus. And this is what St. Paul is doing in that first reading. In very much the same way that we heard Peter on Pentecost, the same way that we heard Stephen before he was stoned, St. Paul is giving this proclamation, this charismatic preaching of the salvation history, of who this person Jesus is. This is a fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecy that what was lost in sin is regained, reclaimed in Christ, the repentance and the restoration. And this is the message that we're all sent to proclaim: salvation in the name and the person of Jesus Christ. And it's this message of salvation in Jesus that St. Catherine of Siena was so completely and radically surrendered to. She was one of 24 children. So perhaps we can ask her intercession for more families to be open to life. She was one of the younger ones, 23 or 24, out of all of these children. Where would the church be today without this great saint? Where would the church be today if her family practiced birth control or was not open to life? And so we pray for more families to be open to life, to repopulate the world with the great saints that the world's in desperate need of. At a very young age, she began to have mystical experiences with Jesus. At a young age, commending herself, consecrating herself to Jesus. And so for our parents, it's never too young for your child to surrender themselves to Jesus. And we as a community should be encouraging that from our young people to dedicate themselves to Christ at a young age. And she began to have these mystical visions, these mystical experiences. When she was 16, her parents wanted her to get married. She said no. Her parents resisted. So she cut off her hair. She began to mark her face so she would be less desirable. Eventually, her father surrendered to her desire to stay a virgin, to stay espoused to Christ. And he gave her a little room in the house where she could live. And she lived in this little room for 3 years. This little room that we would call a broom closet. This little bitty space underneath the stairs. She stayed in prayer and fasting, communing with the Father. Because she was confident of his love. Confident that he had called her to himself. But she didn't feel that she was called to the convent or to the cloistered life. She had a call to be in the world, but not of the world. The same call each one of us has. So she's a great intercessor for us. She who preached reform to the church. Many of us think there's lots of confusion in the church today. Lots of things that we don't understand what's going on, rightfully so. She was dealing with three men who claimed to be the Pope. She was claiming with popes who left Rome and were living other places. Grand confusion in the life of the church. But she, faithful, preached, proclaimed with confidence, with boldness, zealously the truth. Paul preached today because someone said, if you have a word, stand up and preach. He had the bold confidence to stand up in the middle of the men and begin to preach. St. Catherine Stanton had the bold confidence to go to the Holy Father and to preach the truth, to call him back to fidelity. Who are the voices today of the laity, of those who are dedicated their lives to the Lord to stand up and preach reform, preach fidelity? The church needs the voices of the lay faithful, those who their lives are dedicated to the Lord in whichever way they can be, to preach and proclaim the truth. The world needs the voice of truth, of boldness, of fidelity. You know, there's a quote attributed to her, whether it's actually her exact words or not. Be who you are meant to be, and you will set the world on fire. The last year or so, we've seen our country set on fire for hatred and violence. The world needs the fire of God's love. The love that was given to us through the passion of Jesus and transmitted to us through the teachings of Mother Church and through the lives of the saints. The church needs saints today. The church needs men and women who will be what God has called them to be, unabashed, fearless, bold, proclaiming the truth. We ask for that grace to be that, to have our hearts set on fire for love of Jesus and his church so that we can go into the world and really set the world on fire. Amen.